Okay, so Naso Shishi is, of course, just a continuation of where Chamishi ended off, particularly after Shimon, so we're in the middle of Degel Machane Reuven. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to return to the fundamental question, you know, which comes up in Chayisar in a different fashion when the Eved Avram story is being repeated at such great length, and Rashi comments there, Yafa, you know, Sichasan Shal Avde Avos, Yoser Mitorasan Shal Banim, this is somehow very significant and needs to be repeated. So probably the other place in the Chumash where that question, you know, comes up in such a dramatic fashion is the Chanukah HaMizbeach and the Korbanos of the Nesiim, where you just have a massive tract, you know, and given the Mishnah and Chagiga, you know, with certain kinds of halachos, Hari Matulim B'Sa'ara, others are Porchin B'Avir, especially if your basic approach to Chumash is that it's, you know, like the Rambam says in the Hilchos Megillah, you know, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Halacho Shel Torah Shel Baal Peh, like Rabbi Yitzchak says in the first Rashi La Torah, HaChodesh is Alachan Rosh Chodashim, it's a Sefer HaMitzvos, so you have to really wonder, you know, what the justification for this is. So the Ramban really has two different ideas, and I'd like to explore each of them independently, but also to appreciate the, you know, interrelationship between the two ideas. The first of them, the Ramban writes, is Anachon b'tamakasa kiddush baruch hu cholik kavod li'reyav, kemo shamar ki mechabdaya chabed, v'inei anasim kulam b'yom echad eviu ha-karben hazeh shiskimu olav yachad, they really came to it together, v'yapshir shalo ye'echad kodem l'chaveru, even if they'd have them all go on the same day, right? So how do we want to privilege one over the other? V'chibedes anikdamim b'gidgalim b'akdamas yamim. So we're using the degalim as a way of almost saying, look, we're not really saying Nachshon ben Aminadav, and then Netanel ben Tzur, and then Eliyab ben Chilon, and then Elitzur ben Shteyor, and then Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, and then Eliasaf ben Du'uel, you know, because of them, you know, as it did in the Gavra. But we're just using the Nesiyas HaDegalim as a kind of a proxy to avoid any, problems of Darchei Shalom. But V'Ratzel Azkir and Bishmam, V'Frad Korbeneyem, V'Lahazkir Yomo Shel Kol Echad, it's a din in the Kavod, Ki Mechabdaya Chabed. And it's important to acknowledge each and every one of them, even if they came together. And so to create a kind of a Yom Tov, L'Chol Echad V'Echad, you know, was important from that perspective. Yes, you know, somebody had to go first, but that was really less a din in the Gavra, very different than, let's say, the Ramban in Parsha Shlach, where he talks about, you know, it's hard to figure out why the Meraglim are listed in a particular order there, Shamua ben Zakur, and the third one is Kalev ben Yefuna, and the fifth is Yoshua ben Nun. He says there it really was a din in the Gavra, it was Lefima Alasam. But here is really just a din in the way that the Shvatim traveled, and that, you know, takes things away from ranking or prioritizing, you know, any particular individual. So that's, I think, one perspective. Another perspective that right here in the Ramban has to do with the difference between Maisa and Machshava. So certainly, you know, outwardly it was all the same. You know, Karas Kesef Achas, Shoshimo Yam Mishkalam Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel V'Shekel Hakodesh Kaf Achas. So there were three kalim, and then there was an Ola, there was a Chatas. There was 17 animal shlamim, very complex shlamim. And it was worth repeating all of this. Etc. And the Ramban comes to the idea that, right, Nachshon was thinking about his shevet and their priorities in terms of the Malucha, and then, you know, comes along Nisanel ben Suar, the Shevet Yisachar, and he's thinking about Torah, and Zebulun is thinking about his responsibilities in terms of Pragmatia, and it was necessary, you know, for each of them to be mentioned because of their, you know, particular dynamic as a Shevet and their responsibilities, you know, to their Shevet, in terms of their capacity to represent their Shevet and what their Shevet and their destiny was all about. Just read here. Zvulun hikriv sheya osik prakmatia v'toreach v'nosin sochbib shel Yisachar v'notos charimo etc. Yisachar was chachmas haTorah. Netanel ben Tzur chashav gam kim libo sheyavi Chanukah etc. etc. V'hikriv al shem haTorah. Nachshon ben Aminadav, you know, was thinking of kavanos about the various malachim, can I get David Ushlomo, can I get Chamisha Sar Malachim Shayim Rechavim Ad Tzidkiyahu, so on and so forth. So the point is that, you know, each of the Nesiim had the same Maisa outwardly, but the Machshava was reflective of a high degree of individuation and personal responsibility towards the Shevet. And therefore, the Torah saw fit to honor the idea of, you know, the Ibn Ezra says in one place, Ikar kol ha-mitzvos balev. Right? The fact is, they weren't the same korban, because the unique charisma and the unique machshavos of each, you know, nasi really created a different kind of a korban. Mitzvos trichos kavana, in that sense of the term, the different kavanos actually really transformed the maisa. And so I think these are two independently very significant ideas. The Ramban does present them separately, but I think there's also a kind of a synergy between the two ideas. Whereas on the one hand, the Ramban says, you know, ki mechabdaya chabed, ratzah kadosh baruch hu lach lo kavod l'nesiim. And then the second answer is, you know, they were really different korbanos in a certain sense, and they all deserve to be recorded because, you know, Yisachar had different concerns from Zvulun, and Zvulun had different concerns from Yehuda, and by implication, l'chol echad ve'echad. So I think that, you know, part of the interface between these two answers is the idea of ki mechabdaya chabed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be chol echavod li'ireyav. So part of that is respecting each of them as individuals. And there's a lot of group dynamic here. Right? We talked yesterday about the Sheish Eglos Tzav, Hushnei Asar Bakar, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow in terms of summing up their korbanos, right? All of the olos are added, and all of the chatos are added, and all of the shlamim is added, and all of the ka'aros and the mizrikos and the kapos are all added together. But part of demonstrating kavod for each nasi is acknowledging that they each had their own machshavos, right? The essence, in some sense, of, you know, kavod habrios, let alone kavod hanasiim, but the essence of kavod habrios is to recognize the individuality of each person, right? Kishem shishonim partzufein, kach shonin b'dei osam. There's a unique persona, and that's the tzelem elokim, and that requires, you know, individual attention, and that's the way that we need to be, you know, relating to people. The absolutely inimitable quality of tzelem elokim that reflects itself in each person. So part of, I think, ki mechabdaya chabed, right, is certainly a din in Nasiyim, but part of that is a din in reflecting the individuality of each and every Nasi, Nasi Echad Layom, Nasi Echad Layom.